531. A workshop was held yesterday looking at how stereotyping and unconscious bias feeds racism and encourages division between communities. The workshop was facilitated by Dr. Saini Taufa, proud Tongan with a passion for Pacific health. She is currently the research and evaluation lead for Moana Research. Saini taught for over 10 years within the Department of Social and Community Health at the University of Auckland, and she joins me now for more. Maroilele, and thank you for your time this morning, Saini.
Malay, Brian, thank you for having me.
Saini, firstly, can you tell us more about yesterday's workshop and some of the speakers?
So New Zealand doesn't have an anti-racism strategy. And so yesterday was just a coming together of people from all walks of life, just to tala noa about how they can develop a strategy to start addressing racism. My role was to do a presentation on Pacific experiences with racism and in particular unconscious bias.
So when we look at this question, how does stereotyping and unconscious bias feed racism, especially through a Pacific lens? Talk to me more on that, please.
So when we started the workshop, I conducted a quiz, and it was just to ask people in attendance about their awareness of Pacific. As you know, Pacific is a broad umbrella term. It's made up of over 20 ethnic groups. And so just understanding our journey into Aotearoa New Zealand, a lot of people who aren't Pacific don't know much. And so started off by talking about the Dawn Raids, talking about our experiences in terms of race relations with New Zealand prior, you know, with the Spanish influenza and how it impacted the Pacific. And just some of the stereotypes that were built, how we were used as scapegoats back in the 1970s, 1980s, which led to the Dawn Raids. And then we started talking about unconscious bias, which starts as early as the age of three to five and tends to be pro-white. So we went through the Dole test, and that showed how young coloured people view themselves and how stereotypes actually impacts their level of confidence and how they view themselves in comparison to people who are not of colour. So just having those discussions and understanding that a lot of the stereotypes based on Pacific people can be internalised by our young people, and that doesn't help anyone.
Talk to me more about that in terms of, you know, main stereotypes and unconscious bias surrounding Pasifika, or even feedback from, you know, others that took part in yesterday's talanoa, please, Saini.
So during yesterday's talanoa, we discussed the complexities of racism. You know, we talk about unconscious bias, we talk about privilege, but we rarely talk about racism as a country. And so we talked about the different levels of racism, institutionalized racism, and acts of racism, which can be acts of omission, where we are underrepresented across sector when it comes to Pasifika. And it can be acts of omission, and that could be stuff like the Dawn Raids. But racism can also be internalized and personally mediated. So things like walking into a store and having the shopkeeper, you know, follow you and constantly ask you if you're all right. And I talk about privilege and how if you don't have to think about it, it's a privilege. Unfortunately, for a lot of Pasifika, we go through experiences, whether it be outright racism or subtle racism, where we do have to think about it. And unless we start the talanoa around putting strategies in place, it's going to be like a rite of passage for us where we experience it and then our children experience it and then the cycle continues.
Then how do we as a collective then break this cycle or begin to address stereotypes, unconscious bias, especially from others in the community outside of our, you know, Pasifika diaspora?
In my workshop, I refer to it as our blind spots. You know, as you know, when you're driving in your vehicle, you have blind spots, and unless you're aware of them, it's gonna make navigating the road harder. And so part of it is raising awareness of unconscious biases and just talking about how you can, it's not enough to be aware of it. You have to start making steps to changing it. Something as simple as not laughing, you know, when people are making jokes about another race or another ethnic group. Those are small steps to addressing it. But I think just from my perspective, just having more training on it. I think it should be mandatory, especially if you work for a government agency, to be trained on it, because we talk about how, you know, other people's attitudes. We really reflect on our own. So just being aware of some of the biases that you carry on a day-to-day basis.
What role, Saini, does media, TV, film, social media play or perpetuate these stereotypes and unconscious bias? Was that something that was discussed yesterday?
Yes, it was definitely discussed. And again, when I talk about acts of omission, just the underrepresentation of Pasifika in the media. And so our narratives are being told by other people who don't understand Pacific context. And I use the Rugby League World Cup, you know, when, and of course I use that as an example, being Tongan. But when we won, when we beat the Kiwis, a lot of the what was said in the media was based on the negative things that usually happens post-sporting events. And it wasn't until Tongan started bringing it up, especially on social media, that we started to see the narratives change. But we shouldn't get to a point where we justify or where we debate what's being said before they start to realize, you know, actually we are being biased. We aren't providing a Pacific voice. So I think the media has a huge role to play. I think 2 years ago there was a Jonah from Australia, you know, and they were seriously thinking of broadcasting that in New Zealand. And that would have shaped the way a lot of mainstream New Zealand knew Tongans. So I think there should be some accountability held. And when it comes to raising awareness around unconscious bias, media definitely need training as well.
In terms of colonialism and how much that plays, and you know, the word privilege you've brought up a few times already, and this term white privilege, which is being used increasingly over the last few years. Talk to me on that, please, Saini.
Yeah, so that was also something that we touched on, about the impact of colonialism and how it's mentally, it's still taking people time to be aware of what our ancestors have gone through and how that's impacted us. And we still have a generation, you know, if you look at the Dawn Raids and the generation, our parents who had migrated to New Zealand during that time, they still live through the trauma of it, but it's an unspoken part of our history that we talk about. That was one of the things that we covered in the session yesterday, the fact that Pasifika history is a big part of New Zealand history, and yet it's not taught. And unless you you enroll into a Pacific paper in university, we'll never know about it. But so we have Pasifika people walking around unconsciously with some of the burden that's tied to it without understanding why, and we need to unpack that a bit more.
Can we go back to an earlier point you brought up about how we as Pasifika from a young age and how we, you know, we view ourselves? Generally, would you say it is in line with, you know, stereotypes and negative stereotypes that are perpetuated through avenues such as media, etc., Saini?
Definitely. And I think, you know, I thank people like yourself for highlighting things like the pronunciation of names and how important that is. I know as a young child, often we change our Pasifika names so that it's easier for people to pronounce. There's a lot of things that we do that where we change our behavior and where we mispronounce certain words to make it easier for people, that all adds to the way we view ourselves. And I think that needs to change. You know, the whole, even the notion of skin whitening and straightening your hair, all of those things shape the way we view ourselves within the context of the wider society.
I've read a study, and of course you can correct me with your expertise in research, both qualitative and quantitative. I think I read somewhere around the year 2050 or that the whites or Europeans will be in the minority, you know, of the New Zealand population. That'll be interesting, which leads me to the question, Saini. Do you believe that as we continue as Pasifika to be able to sit at the, you know, the highest levels of influence, you know, the halls of power, and that will help, you know, start to change people's unconscious bias towards Pasifika?
Definitely. I think representation is definitely important, and the more people that we have sitting at the table, the more we are able, the better we are at transforming the way people view us. I think New Zealand at the moment still has a long way to go. The fact that we don't have a national strategy addressing racism, you know, tells us that we need to do more. But I think the more Pasifika representation that we have, the more we talk about this, the more we call out racism, unconscious bias, the more we acknowledge that privilege is real, and that we don't all start off, our races at the same mark, the better it will be.
Dr. Saini Taufa, Research and Evaluation Lead at Moana Research. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Mālo. I'll be